Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the White Noise Podcast, episode 48.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what a line.
Salute with your leg.
Did I?
Yeah,
I
went fully.
Sorry. I'm like that with my legs. Very restless. They just, they move around. Yeah.
Maybe we could glue them down.
I have to stretch more. I have to kind of pin them down in bed like I fold the
what?
I fold the duvet underneath my feet just to keep them there because they just get so irritated.
We're learning a lot about
like
your sleep routine today, aren't we? Yeah. You can't have any lights on in the room.
That's fair, the listeners and me and Ryan don't know what's going on aside from that.
Well, it's two things, which is more than than most.
Yeah.
More than I've ever heard, to be fair. You have to tie your legs down. That's
quite I don't tie them down. I fold the blanket under and keep them, you know, like
bondage kipper.
Pretty locked in there because it makes me comfy.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Right. You do you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Max.
Smithy's quite a sexy sleeper. He cocks his leg over the duvet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See just anything you like?
Just gently humps it on.
It wasn't gentle.
I don't sleep.
He makes his wide awake. My bed.
Yeah.
Bashing my head against the plaster
stuff.
Wall.
Just so tired all day, every day now. But, you know, it's good to get my exercise in.
Running and nothing.
Yep. I have to do lots of stretches before bed. Otherwise I get restless legs. Stretch out the calves.
Yeah. So you just like a full stretching routine beforehand?
Yeah, just before I go to bed, I'll lie down on the floor, press them against the wardrobe.
And just fall asleep. Yeah.
Stretch. Yeah. Hold it there for a minute, then get into bed. And then I actually go on my acupuncture mat for 10 minutes.
So you get in bed and you do that.
I clean my teeth, lie on the floor, stretch my legs.
Fucking like slipped that in there, didn't he?
You did.
Get into bed, put my mat on, and my neck pillow, lie there for 10 minutes, listen to a book, and then take it off and go to bed.
God, you're living a nice life.
Amazing.
When you say you listen to a book, what book are you listening to?
At the moment, I'm listening to Game of Thrones.
Okay.
You already listened to that?
I did. Re-listening? Like 3 years ago, yeah.
Mm. If you want some re-listening, then tune into the White Noise Podcast with Max Smith.
Hey, guys.
Yes,
it's me.
Re.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great lineup today. We've got Stephen Tries also.
Oh, I do try also.
Yeah. And Ryan Locke.
Ryan, okay, stop tickling me. You do it every... Oh, you learned a thing or two there. Weird the other way around, isn't it?
That's fucking mental, bruv.
Ryan, get out.
No.
That's fucking
Rhino.
What?
Rhino. Rhino for spanking me, please.
Rhino spanking me, please.
Wow.
You really started swinging towards the
end. Yeah, no, my hand's quite red, sorry.
Long time coming, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Well, it didn't take me long, Gavin.
Sorry.
No.
That's the worst part of that.
Yeah.
Plan was to do a little April Fool's prank where I storm off. But we set up with Ethan being a little bit. So I'd do it in Spanish. I'd say, "Oh, can you do it to five?" And he had to be a little bit stern with me to set the atmosphere that I'd storm out. But then, you had dots on your head, and you'd let that happen. I thought, I seem too chipper to be storming out.
Yeah.
So I just said, "Spank me, please."
Which about 2 minutes ago?
Was that when that was the whispering?
You should spank me.
I know, right? Crazy, that, isn't it? Yeah.
The worst part is that I had to audition for this today. I've had various phone calls from Stephen throughout the day.
Yeah.
Making me audition, having a go at it.
You got the role, though.
How many times did you really audition for it? I think it was about five or six.
Right. Five or six.
But you were always going to be on the podcast, weren't you? It's just whether you got to...
Yeah, whether I got to do this.
Right.
Yeah,
was it a role that you really wanted?
Stephen even said he just hung up on me straight away.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
He was meant to snap at me and he said... So like, what are you doing? I said, why would I storm out with embarrassment after that, Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe, I think it's a little bit like in football. I don't like wasting good strikes in the warm up.
I was riling Ryan up saying you're a shit actor. You'll never make it.
Were you acting? Thousands of better actors than you,
Ryan.
Yeah, he did say that he was going to bring someone else in to do this bit.
Right.
On take five, when Max was in the car, unbeknownst to Ryan, he nailed it.
But the spanking was improvised.
That was improvised.
That was wow. improvised. Yeah. That was like the scariest part to me.
My right cheek is throbbing right.
Well, you kind of froze up and really pushed your bum out there, you know?
No, it's just that was there.
Really presented it to him.
I think I've just got a fat ass.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just over.
Yeah, you can't say yeah to that.
Can?
No, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, proper bunda.
Proper bunda. Ooh. I guess you felt it.
That's your title.
Yeah.
How have you been, Ryan?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, no, pretty good. Pretty good.
You seem pretty chipper today.
You
just spanked me.
That excitement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, we haven't said Ethan's here, by the way.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Oh, just to Tom, is it?
Oh, sorry, hello,
you can
everyone
drop
else.
The act now, pal.
Ah, yeah, sorry. I was just being a bit catty before we went on air. Did you notice
well,
that?
Well, no, I was happy to be frosty with you. That's why I ignored you.
So that's just C and ends in T-Y.
I've no
idea.
To
say that too, isn't it?
Anyway, Ryan, as we were saying.
Really good week, thanks.
Yeah, what are you up to? Go on.
I was telling you earlier, I've upped my level with my climbing. So I'm now, you know, climbing some pinks.
Ooh,
rest.
So what
get
does that mean?
Get your hands on the pink.
Just a lot harder grips, right. A bit further apart.
Don't grip it too hard.
Yeah.
The blue for you. That's not the climbing wall.
Yeah. We're both in green.
Yeah, yeah. For listeners, there's just a lot of colours being listed.
Also
here.
In green. Yeah.
Yeah, well done, man.
Oh, thanks. You didn't get the memo, Smith.
He's tried, haven't you?
I've tried.
He's a little bit green.
Give it time, give it time.
The only green you have is the money.
Yeah.
I wish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Green money.
Minus £200 in my overdraft. Yeah, a lot of coppers
after
me.
You made your overdraft still?
Yeah, of course.
I thought the invoice came in quick from you.
Well, so,
he's invoiced already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you not?
Well, I'm doing all my invoicing tomorrow. I've got a few things I need to invoice for.
All right.
I'm off tomorrow.
Mr. Fucking Money Bag over here.
The bank holiday weekend.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'll be all right. I'm fine. I'm not in my overdraft.
Right. I'm not bragging. Fucking bragging there.
That
yeah.
Like a brag.
Did it? Yeah. Sorry.
You did. Yeah. The way you looked at me when I'm not in my overdraft.
Less of a
you're
brag.
Fucking top
more,
that
of a,
one.
More of a put down.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Have you bought anything expensive in the past 7 days?
No, I've not. I've learned my lesson.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, that invoice has been paid now. So you're going to be buying anything expensive tonight?
I'll just be paying off some things that I need to pay off. Klarna, I owe.
A few government officials.
Pardon?
A few government officials.
Well, I wish I knew some. No, just curries and Klarna and.
Too many curries, man.
Who else?
Fuck curry off. On credit. curry on slate.
Well, I'm pretty sure you should get
a couple of badges, would you? You know I'm good for it.
I'm good for
you
it.
You know I'm good for it.
I've noticed there's only 3 popper doms in the bag, man. Quit holding out on me. Give me time.
No, I bought some art for my room, but you know,
some art,
some
tasteful art.
Yeah, I'd say it's tasteful. Yeah. Limited edition.
Did you get one of the metal posters?
Yeah, I bought another one.
The ones that are advertised by like Chris MD and
does he
display?
They're like £400 a pop.
He advertises them, does he?
He's done videos.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think I got asked to do them.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, they keep bringing out limited edition ones, and I'm like, I really like that one. It's a Fallout New Vegas one. Sure, I'll pay £120 for it.
Hmm.
Next one, they brought an Expedition 33 one out. I bought that. But that's fine, though. I think art's fine.
Do they, how heavy are they?
They're not heavy, they're not that big.
Oh, no, small case. Yeah. You can get them on the wall nice.
Hey, come round, I'll show you.
I will, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at your house a lot. Or outside.
You're outside it, just sort of staring
at it. I got to be in the neighbourhood today.
Yeah. What did you think?
Oh, sure.
I've driven past that area loads, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Hey, coming in.
Are you a door open policy kind of person?
If you message me and say I'm in the area,
no message.
Right, just knocking on the door.
No, I'm just coming in.
So it's not open in that sense. I do lock my doors.
Okay, some people don't.
I know, weird, that, isn't it?
That's strange.
I just don't have that much trust in society.
That's fair.
Do you?
Especially when you're bragging about your disc plates and your tiny TV.
It's not tiny, okay?
You don't even know
it's a 55 incher. In some cultures, that's big.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. My bum is stinging, Ryan.
Sorry. Yeah, my hand's still quite sore.
Yeah. Since you've gone up a level.
Strength of the dentist.
All that grip strength.
Yeah.
God. I'm
surprised your hand didn't get stuck.
Completely forgot about that. And I've been telling you to eat more. If you've been eating more.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I'm trying.
You're trying more than that, man.
What kind of techniques have you been using?
What, to eat?
You said he's trying to eat more, sorry.
Just trying to eat it, mate. Just trying to get it down. Trying to get up a bit earlier.
How'd you start the day?
Feasting hours.
Sorry?
How'd you start the day food-wise?
Usually porridge. That's when I like to have my protein powder in with the porridge.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Is it overnight oats or is it a porridge you make in the day?
No, it's the little pots.
Okay, fair.
Little pots, yeah. Mixed berry
like
or
little pot,
apple and cinnamon.
Full of sugar and stuff, aren't they, then?
Yeah, probably a bit.
Not that great, but artificial.
Yeah.
See your porridge on the balcony.
I tried to...
No porridge.
You're not far off. I do stand on that.
It's your third one today, Ryan.
I try not to have coffee before I have my breakfast, because then I just won't eat the breakfast because I'm feeling full.
And anxious.
Or anxious,
coffee.
It always makes me anxious.
Yeah, it goes right through you as well, I find.
Don't have coffee, mate.
Have a tea.
I just like coffee. Love the taste.
What about decaf?
I could try
decaf.
Because
decaf won't make you...
waste
it's
time,
almost like
Ryan.
I'm addicted to the anxiety of it.
Oh, man.
That's not
you're
a good
crazy,
way to be,
man.
Mate.
Yeah. That's why I don't really drink coffee when we go on like our trips or anything like that, because I'm worried I'm going to get anxious. Mm.
Does anyone else really ever... Well, it's you who's having the coffee, isn't it?
Yeah. But I do find that if I drink on an empty stomach, coffee first thing in the morning, it's not good. You meant to drink water as well first thing. That helps you offset the effects of caffeine.
I drink a lot of water. I have 2 pints to go to bed with
this
every
guy.
Night.
So you're sitting with your legs out against the wall.
Yeah.
Is this pre or post brushing your teeth?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
How quickly we forget the bedroom chat. So you brush your teeth, you mentioned. You straighten your legs out against the wall.
Yeah.
You do your acupuncture stuff whilst listening to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Do you then drink your water, or did you drink your water before
all
that?
The water would be throughout.
Throughout it, okay.
Yeah. Well, cool. Bit here. I always do a bit before the mat, because I don't want to get all my spiky mat. I'm going, fuck, I'm thirsty. And then...
Be great content, this, daytime and or morning and nighttime routines.
And I said, oh, NordVPN? I thought you said Nord on Three Men. Sorry, fellas.
This podcast is sponsored by NordVPN. Thank you, Nord. The best VPN with next-generation antivirus.
Ooh,
that's fishy. Yeah.
NordVPN's built-in security keeps you safe from cyber threats, unwanted surveillance, and dangerous, dangerous Wi-Fi connections.
Wanted surveillance, because I'd love to hack into Max's computer and just see what's going on.
Really? You're welcome to.
When I'm in the internet cafe, working on a script that'll never get made, it's nice to know that with NordVPN, they can't be hacking my computer on. And getting all access to passwords and all that stuff and making my FPL team worse than yours. Nice try.
That's a great joke.
And what's great as well is they don't log your data. Well,
that's
They've
nice.
Self-audited themselves 4 times since 2018. I actually used NordVPN myself recently.
Oh,
Yes, in my hour of need. No, Stephen.
Didn't last an hour.
Were you watching? But you couldn't have because of the great security features.
Could have been
that's
at his window,
really
though.
Good.
You at his window?
No.
I was in Moldova.
Rules me out.
Trying to keep up with the series I was watching, which was exclusively available on BBC iPlayer.
Oh, and what are you watching?
The Night Manager, Stephen. I think what sets NordVPN apart as well is that they have over 9,200 servers across 200 different locations.
Is there a discount code for NordVPN?
There is, Ryan. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/TWNP.
Their white noise buddy.
Our link will give you 4 months extra on the 2-year plan.
Wow. 28 months.
And there is no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Thank you, Nord.
Cheers, Nord.
Yes, thank you, Nord.
VPN, very pleasurable, nice.
The link is in the episode description box.
I was scrolling Instagram and I saw a post from Spencer Matthews, and it was about the manosphere. And he was doing this long post about how worrying it is and how disrespectful these men are to women, and people. We need to be good role models and all this. I was thinking, hang on, Spencer Matthews. Only clips I've seen of him being an awful twat to women on Made in Chelsea. There's no part where he goes, I hold my hands up, I've been like this. No, none of that, just him preaching. I thought, fuck right off.
So what did you do?
Just looked at a few of the comments that were calling them out. Calling good.
Yeah, well, well done, Cummins.
So I don't have to.
Yeah. A bit of faux morality, methinks.
I think he's probably getting worried, you know.
Oh,
seeing everyone going on against it and going, need to get on this hype train.
Yeah, man.
Love women.
Also on Instagram, I had a big follower the other week and I forgot to tell you. I'll give you each a guess.
Can we have a clue?
It's an actress.
Okay.
Ooh.
Actress.
Actress, so many.
Actress.
I call them actors.
Maxine Peake.
Okay, for Max, it's an actor. No, not Maxine Peake.
Miranda Hart.
No.
That Irish lady, comedian.
Cool.
It was Isla Fisher.
Oh.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, from, you know, Confessions of a Shopaholic.
My ex-wife.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
She was in the magic one.
One second.
Now you see me?
I've seen you the whole time.
Yippee!
He thinks he's got an invisible hat on. It's an April Fool's.
I've done some awful things in this hat.
No.
Don't need to wear any clothes today, baby. Apart from this.
Yeah.
It is an item of clothing, isn't it?
It is. No, you're
right. That's silly, isn't it? I'm not really nude.
Anyway, yeah, so me and Isla are so tight now.
Have you messaged her?
No.
She's going to be the first female guest?
No.
What do you reckon she saw? And she was like,
Jack Whitehall stuff, probably.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Or maybe the roast of 2025.
Yeah, Wolf somebody Wigan. Roasting Andrew Tate for, this guy's cool. Could be the Wolf of Wigan, though. We won't rule that out. We won't rule that out.
Could be that Pizza Hut thing that you guys did years ago.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Facebook Live.
Wow.
God.
Fuck. Time flies.
Free pizza.
Yeah, I had a bit of a tasty couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of days even, sorry.
Tastier than pizza.
Tastier than Pizza Hut, yeah.
Go on.
I was in football on Sunday. I was involved in a mass brawl. I say involved. I was there. I was more peacemaker. I was trying to push the aggressor away because, you know, we'd all turned up on a Sunday morning in awful conditions up in Bury, and the game was so close to being finished.
As in, you were awful, or like the weather?
The weather was horrendous. It was a mud bath.
No, and you, it was probably both, though, surely.
Nasty guy, isn't he?
It's all sorry.
I'm in my my era where I've come away from being a forward, and a wide player to now I play
sitting on the bench,
centre mid. What is wrong with you today?
What do you mean? What's wrong with me today?
Nip it away.
I'm on a podcast. I'm meant to talk, aren't I?
Like Dennis Wise, the footballer.
That's
good, that Ryan. Thanks. Sorry,
no, you aren't fair. You are on a podcast to let you off. I've been playing centre mid. The past
few weeks.
You've
been playing centre mid?
Yeah, and I'm enjoying it. Yeah, really enjoying it.
I play centre well.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
A little bit of a cool chat.
Yeah, that's good.
Just keep him going.
Good. Someone reacted to a very nothing challenge, and it just lit the touch paper, and all of a sudden it was like every single player on the pitch was involved.
Really?
I don't really know what was going on. It was a lot of, like, you know, you don't want anyone to get, like, properly battered or headbutted.
No,
you're trying to see who's causing the problems and get them away, because I guess if you're not the one that they're going at, they tend to not react as you're pushing them away or pulling them away. So in the end, I think it was 4 red cards.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Do you get fined at that, though?
Yeah, if the referee puts the report in.
I hope they do.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, there was 3 red cards. Our goalkeeper got sent off
card.
After for good. Something unrelated, but he got booked initially because the guy who lost his head and got sent off, when he'd received his red card, our keeper had been winding him up from the other end of the pitch. So he took his top off and starts charging towards
Why
him.
Why did they do
I
this?
Know. Yeah.
I would have whipped these off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
And then what?
Probably would have just stood there.
Just stood there.
Yeah.
Red card for you as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But it's a yellow if you take your shirt off, but then taking your pants off and just standing there.
I know.
I'm not taking the shirt off, though.
Yeah.
No, you're taking your shorts off, and that's probably worse.
Mm. Oh, I'm wearing shorts?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
you're not wearing trousers, are you?
No, that's good. I probably would have.
Oh, you're the manager.
I'm just a fan.
Just a fan.
I don't think they can card you then.
No,
just
right.
Stood at the side with your pants
They can
down.
Send you into the car park, because, you know, like,
if somebody gets carded and it gets sent off, can you put a sub in, or is it like that?
No.
You're now a man down.
Nice try. Nice try, sir.
But he was charging towards our keeper, and our keeper's a bit. I think I was speaking about him.
Tommy was a bit of a wild one.
He's a bit mental, and he just as the guy started walking towards him, he just put his hands behind his back and just stood there. And I think it was quite intimidating. It was quite an iconic Sunday League sight, and I think this guy bottled it on the way down. And
it's awkward, didn't it? You got your shirt off.
Back on.
Well, I think there was enough people there to like get in the way, so you know he got away with it. Yeah. But he clearly lost his bottle a bit, and then the keeper was waving him off. And then 2 minutes later, he picked the ball up about 10 yards outside of his box by mistake and got a second yellow and sent off.
Sat next to each other.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then it's all smiles and handshakes after.
But that's the beautiful game.
Yeah,
it's the beautiful game. Yeah.
It really is.
No point for aggression after that, is there?
No.
And then the last couple of days, I've been roped into helping friend of the podcast, Dairy Dave, clear his unit. Basically, he's got a big storage unit up in Bury Way.
Oh,
he's had it for a long time, and he's collected an awful lot of stuff. And he's been told like just this week, it's getting knocked down. This part of the mill that he's in, he's got to vacate it. So he called me in a bit of a panic, saying, I need some help. Can you hire a van and come down? I need to get as much out of this unit as possible.
Was it on the pretense of you getting a piece of, I've got something you might be interested in there, you know, some lovely vinyl?
Well, he did mention that he's got some very, very prized possessions in there prior. So I think he felt that he'd already planted those seeds. Anyway, I got there. It was like the Wild West. It was like a...
empty.
No, it just, it was like...
just a
it was like a...
I'm just lonely.
What's the van for?
it was so... I think a lot of people have been had over by this closing of this. It's basically... There's a few different groups. So on the day I went down, it was like, I say, it was like some out of Peaky Blinders. You had the Irish and the Romanians and the Jewish and stuff. All these different people that have all been turned against each other. Because one guy has cut off all the locks to the units.
What?
Told everyone, you got a week to get out. Different groups have paid money to basically loot the place when it's done. So they've turned up early, trying to loot people's units. The police turned up. There was this crazy character with two crutches that was wandering around, winding people up.
Who are you, Max?
Yeah, it was a crazy
trousers on.
Sorry?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Did this guy have trousers on?
So if he didn't, then it could be Max.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Did he?
No, he did have trousers on. He did have trousers on.
Not Smith.
It's a letdown, isn't it?
It is a letdown. But yeah, that was a weird couple of days.
Did you get any prized possessions?
Did you get anything?
There's a mouldy couch.
Very nice.
I think lots of stuff for gigs. So lots of barriers and staging and stuff like that.
Barriers?
Yeah, but he's got some amazing stuff in there, like amazing like antique Boddington's pumps from like the 50s and stuff that are worth loads of money. But I guess it's just, when he got there, he said that the people had made a hole in the ceiling and they were kind of lowering themselves in, stripping copper off the walls. So it's really, I think he's a bit, just wants to get out of there now.
Yeah.
Maybe I've said too much.
have you evacuated it now?
I think so. I've returned my van this morning. So I was a white van man for a couple of days, which was fun.
Mine's been one of those.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't a white van man, though, were you?
I was a yellow van man.
The worst of us.
Ooh. Mm. I feel like we skipped over you a little bit before.
Honestly, I've said all I need to say.
No, you've got some good stuff.
I thought there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah, okay.
There was. There's some really good stuff.
This week, I have...
Don't hide your face.
No, well, I've got nothing.
Say it proud.
I swapped the Stairmaster for the Cross Trainer.
Oh.
Purely because
like
of
there's
the
people
Stairmaster.
On the Stairmaster and you went... Oh.
Sorry, say again.
I prefer the Cross Trainer anyway.
Sorry, say again.
There's people on the Stairmaster.
No,
you...
so Coach Cooney.
I'm about to put my phone to watch a film.
But I can
movies.
Do that on the. I can do that on the.
Why not the movies?
So I should be watching TV shows, actually. Yeah. Watching House, the show, not Holmes. Cross Trainer, it feels like I'm burning calories myself. As opposed to the Stairmaster, which is a machine, it sort of does it for you.
No, your legs.
But you've got
to
climb. If you stop climbing, you'll fall off.
No, no. But what I've been doing, I've been there's handlebars. I've been holding onto
them. Get off the handlebars.
I know, but it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, but you've got to learn.
Tough.
Slow it down.
I don't like the cross trainer. It feels a bit rigid. Like it's
maybe the way you do it.
I'm going to get injured doing that.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a Vario?
No, it's a Vario.
It's like a cross trainer, but it's on a it's
on
like
the stairs.
On a bouncy like. What's the bloody
castle?
It's like not a bouncy castle. It's the same mechanism as a treadmill, so it's on a runner thing.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's a bit bouncy, so you kind of vary your movements a little bit, so you can. So
get
basically,
you at the club.
You're not you can bounce a little bit, but it doesn't feel rigid. You can go like you know. So if you're a bit shorter or a bit wider or whatever, like it's just you know you're not restricted to the handles set and the feet position set.
Mm.
Anyway, no one's been in it. It doesn't matter.
That's interesting.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Give us the juicy stuff, Smith.
Yeah, come on. You know what
Okay, does that work? Lady comes upstairs.
Ooh, what's she doing coming upstairs?
Did you go
closed.
Downstairs, I bet.
Top bar.
Yeah?
Top bar.
Oh, what was the bar you said?
I did some of my Dizzy Rascal stuff. No.
Dizzy Rascal.
Downstairs, the bar is QR codes only. So it's all tickets.
Right.
But upstairs, I'll be at the bar. People can...
Some of the staff don't get the tickets,
though. Yeah, you should say that to the trainees.
You should probably know that, you know, when everyone's...
Champion of the trainees.
Well, you know, you can stick with the trainees if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a job going that you could have had.
I could have.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Cube wants him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew what they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were just baiting the cube, weren't you?
Yeah.
I've got options.
Genius.
We're getting into busier times now, aren't we?
That's so true, yeah. Spring.
April. Yeah, lady comes upstairs, starts chatting. She goes, I know who you are.
She made that noise. You made that noise. You made
that noise. She had a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably didn't have long left. I know who you are. I've watched your streams.
Whoa. Streams.
That's fucking mental.
So you know like one of three people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's
going
to be into you.
You're either my mum, you're my dad, or a serious third stranger. So I'm like, you must be, you know, whatever. Yeah. Fine, cool. Great chat. So she goes, later on a friend comes up and says, look, she wants your number. And I went, you know what? Fuck it. Here's my number.
Yeah.
You know, you only live once. So that night, great
chat. I love
where
this is going.
Great chat going, yeah.
What's the sort of chat?
She's in town. Her and a friend have met two guys.
Love that cook chat.
Bit of a late night. She wants to go home. I'm like, oh yeah, just go home, mate. Why are you hanging out with these losers, yeah? Just go home. It's great.
Why don't you invite her back?
Because
Soon.
That makes me look like a fucking weirdo. Come back to mine. It's great here. See my TV and my art on the walls. So she goes home and she's like, oh, can I call you? And I'm like, yeah, of course you can. What? Why? It's 5 a.m, but sure. So she calls me. Great chat. 40 minutes.
So you have a genuinely great chat.
I'm sure. Yeah. I believe so. Next day, nothing. But I'm thinking maybe she's a bit hungover, possibly. She doesn't really say much, nothing, and then he just peters out. I'm thinking, maybe I'm just...
Well, if peters out, you know, what chance do you
say? That's good, isn't it?
Devil's threesome for
you. Yeah, devil's threesome. So that's my love life at the moment.
Did you give any chat on the second day to sort of keep it...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, how's it going, you know, blah, 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 things like that.
I feel like you've gone past how's it going.
Right, feeling, you know...
You feeling better?
Not feeling better, but you know.
Do you want to come round?
No,
I'm not going to just randomly say, do you want to come round? But yeah, that's just, I've got to learn how to speak to people, I think.
But you know what? It seems like you're back.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
You're back on the scene.
Back, baby.
Yeah.
You said you want to learn how to speak to people.
Yeah.
I've actually been running a program to help guys like you speak and find the loves of their life.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you want to try it?
I'd love to, yeah. I feel like I need that.
Okay, if you leave the room, you come back.
Okay.
We'll start your training.
Oh, ladies!
What's your name, sir?
Hey, ladies. My name is Max. Max Smith, to use my full government name, if you will.
You don't have a middle name?
No, I wasn't blessed with one at childbirth.
What are you blessed with?
I have got good friends. I was going to say a healthy credit score, but I'm not too sure.
How are you going to say it then?
Because, you know, when something pops into your head and you think, oh, maybe I should say that. I wouldn't say that. It's a lie. Right. I don't want to lie to you lovely ladies. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're like a humorous man.
Yeah. Really into my humorous men.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe not men because, you know, I'm a bit insecure.
Oh.
What's up?
Just a strange thing to say so soon.
Mm-hmm. Soon into what?
The chat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course, the chat. The great chat.
Yes. No, don't use the adjective great just yet.
Okay.
Below average.
I'll say
chat.
That for later. Can I? I like you. Could I get your names, please? Because I feel a bit out. You know who I am.
Well, that's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I'm
lovely
Mandy.
To meet. Andy.
Mandy.
Mandy.
That's Randy.
Randy. Randy by name.
Pleasure's all mine.
Oh, yeah. At the moment, but wait until I get to know you. Things might change.
Might fall off.
Well, you can beat against these two, aren't you? Sorry?
But it has fallen off.
Really?
Tugging it over the 6-week holidays.
Are you talking about my penis?
No.
What are you talking about?
You're out on your walls. You're the out of the wall guy.
Oh, I am, yeah, famously, yeah. Ladies.
Famously? I thought your name was Max.
What brings you to this place?
is it Mandy, isn't it?
Mandy.
I'm Mandy, yes.
Mandy.
Are you friends?
Triplets.
Triplets. Okay. You got like long-term memory loss, I guess.
Why?
Me?
Well, because she had to ask your name.
No, we cut that.
We've cut that, have we?
Randy, Mandy, and what was it again?
It's Sandy.
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 Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sandy by
There's
name.
Something wrong there with you, clearly.
Very good.
Sorry, say that again.
Sandy by name.
Okay.
Sandy by nature.
What does that mean?
Crabs.
Okay. Oh, we can work on that. Yeah, maybe a trim.
Trim coming from you, you big bushy beard.
I'm quite happy with mine.
You big bear.
Bear, yeah, that's what they call
like
me.
Bear.
Barely
bear.
Any chat.
Are you? I'm throwing out great chat here, and you're the most chat we've had is her asking your names.
Him?
Oh, sorry.
Quite irate, aren't you?
Well, I'm a little bit annoyed.
I'm
gonna
call you Irate Pete.
That's not my name,
like
though,
Pirate
is it?
Irate Pete.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah.
Why is that brilliant?
Just great, great sort of wordplay there from you.
Oh.
Yeah, a bit of charm there.
Strange
from
reaction
me.
To it. What do you do as a job?
I am a manager of a comedy club.
And that's how you react to jokes, is it?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, Pompey. Oh.
Brilliant Pompey?
Yeah, just your voice.
I don't think I sound like I'm from Pompey.
Who's going to tell him?
Well, I've got three lovely ladies here. One of you could possibly.
Possibly.
Yep.
Have you had many girlfriends?
No. No, I've not.
Oh, playing hard to get, are you?
No, not really.
Are you a virgin?
No, luckily. I am a card-carrying member of the Have Sex Club.
Ooh.
Where's your card?
Pardon?
See it.
Where's your card?
I had to sort of give it in.
To where?
Just the man that gives it out.
You lost it, did you?
I knew the man that gives it out.
I wish. You can't get rid of it.
Get rid of what?
It's just like, you know, my sexuality, I guess.
You want to get rid of your sexuality?
I don't want to get rid of it, but I just want to share it.
Oh, you like your sex,
no, what is your sexuality? Oh,
she gets me. Well, you might get me if you play your cards right.
What card? Where's your card?
Well, again, I've left it at home. But there are other cards
in the
world.
The man who gives out the cards lives with you. That's handy. I bet you didn't even earn it. He just gave it to you.
No, I didn't earn it.
Please,
swiped it from his bedside.
Yeah. No. He doesn't have a bedside.
Boy.
He sort of sits on the sofa.
So he sits on the sofa.
Well, he sleeps and sits on the sofa. Is that what you want to hear? Sorry, we're trying to riz each
so
other
you
up
don't
here.
Have
What's up with you?
I'm not trying to riz you up.
Why are you here then?
Put your muff down. You presumptuous fool.
Why are you here then? This is a.
We were here first.
Yeah, but this is like a dating thing, isn't it?
Oh, you are a presumptuous fool. Have I ever said that before?
Yeah, I assume so. What
You've
was
not
that?
Asked us one question yet.
So I have. I asked for your fucking name.
Yeah, that is it.
So I did ask one question, didn't I?
Really, yeah. Not great chat.
Fine, can we restart? I'll give you some great chat.
Of course.
That's good.
Bye.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
What are you doing with your eyes?
Just sort of closing
you
them.
You got the lines written on the brows there.
Yes, I have. What is that bad, though? I don't think it's bad to memorise lines.
You're not very sure of yourself, are you?
Well, not really, no. Mm. I've got three lovely ladies, you know. Obviously, I'm going to feel
what's
a
lovely
bit...
about us?
Personalities.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Just the fact that you're sort of together... as a unit, that's sort of fun, isn't it?
Who'd you like the most visually?
Oh, it's hard to say, isn't it? It's hard to say. You've
no,
got
it's just two yeah. syllable name.
Yeah. What is?
All of our names.
Right. Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Sandy.
Sandy's your favourite?
Sandy's your favourite?
No, I don't think so.
Well, she's everyone's favourite.
Straight away, pick me, Sandy.
I'm the only one that Shane knew any interest.
Well, yeah, but then you did the one question thing, and it's sort of like, oh, that's a bit of a put down, don't like that.
Fickle, aren't you?
In a way. But hey, you'll have to learn to love that.
I don't want to.
Why not? Why are you here? You're giving nothing. You're the worst. Ooh.
I'm just calling out your flaws. And guess what? You've got more than the bloody Hilton.
That's good. Good wordplay.
It's a wordplay.
No, it is. Like flaws as in flaws.
I was about to say, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then flaws as in...
Are you manspaying to her right now?
Yeah, I am. What's that? Do you like that, yeah?
I like that.
You do like that, don't you, saucy minx? God, yeah, so many things to speak to women about. The weather.
We have 12.
Okay, yeah, well, just use the weather.
That's one, yes.
That's one.
11 more in 11 seconds, please.
State of the world at the moment, peace in the Middle East, not. Sort of the same thing, isn't it? Trump, God, could spend all day talking about Trump.
Why have you done your hand like that?
Because when I do that, I can't put
like
that
Spider-Man.
Out. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Spider-Man, that's a good one. Comic heroes and stuff like that.
And that's time.
Maybe... Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Comic book heroes.
Sorry. You,
comic book heroes.
Do you like your comic books?
I do, as it goes, yeah.
That's how.
Is it?
No.
Right. What are you into?
Sex. I don't like small talk.
No, I hate small talk. Yeah. Hey, give me big talk any time of the week, you know what I mean?
You know, I've had a lot of sex.
Have you?
And I'm quite frankly, I'm very bored of most of it.
Right.
So I want a man that interests me.
Okay, yeah. Well, I feel like I'm sort of interested a bit.
What is it you could bring to the table?
Maybe some drinks?
I could do, yeah.
Ooh.
Don't click at the staff.
I know them.
Don't click at the staff.
I know them.
My son had a trial shift here, and he was dealt with in a very rude way.
That was your son?
Mm. Which is a shame, because it's a family restaurant.
Mm. What's wrong with that?
Just how you treat the staff.
It's fine, they love it.
They don't love it.
Look at that one there, smiling. Biggest smile on their face I've ever seen. Drinks, please.
Seen any here,
I like
pal.
An assertive man.
Do you?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, you'll love this guy. yeah, drinks, not water. I'll have what they're having. What are you having?
A bad time.
You're not having a bad time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not.
I am now.
Hey, smile a bit more, please.
You're a hideous ogre.
Ogre? You didn't have to go to ogre, did you?
I went straight to ogre.
Well, you know what? Fuck you. Yeah?
You won't.
Yeah, fucking lucky me, mate.
Oh, yeah, lucky you.
Lucky me.
Try on your card.
Sorry?
Try on your card.
I'm sorry, Sandy.
What are you saying sorry to Sandy
well,
for?
We said she's been a bit nice to you.
We said we'd take her out, maybe find her a man. She's recently single.
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody did a runner from you, mate.
Well, that's incredibly rude.
Yeah, is it, though?
It's awfully rude.
I don't think it was.
You're the first man I've properly spoken to after my husband.
My son was a runner.
Yeah. Oh, when they worked here?
No. For the BBC?
Oh, for the BBC. Mm. That's big.
I pretend you're interested.
You should
interested.
Have opened that. I would have been more interested. Care. They've got connections with the BBC,
you should have opened
mate.
With something.
Oh, I did. I said, what are your names?
Hello, ladies.
I didn't say it like that.
Hello,
though,
lady, bump me my hair.
Pardon?
Hello, lady, bump me my hair.
I can't even, I don't even know what you're
word
saying.
Word for word, it's spot on there.
I don't think
McGowan.
I've ever spoken like that in my life. Where are these fucking drinks, mate?
That's awful. That's awful way to speak to staff.
Is it?
Yes.
It's a QR
Why
code,
are you shocked
mate?
At that?
Pardon?
Why are you shocked that that's rude?
Well, look, this is just where I live my life, guys. Get used to it if you want to stay with me. Yes, I said wines for the ladies.
You said wines.
I didn't speak like that. Just, it's not my
it's
voice.
It's incredible, isn't it?
You did.
So, what?
That's how you sound.
Do you want a bottle of wine or not?
A real Pompey boy.
I'm not a Pompey boy. Pumpy well, I guess boy. I am. Technically, I am a Pompey boy, yeah.
Stumpy boy.
Not Stumpy, quite tall.
Stumpy Pump.
Pompey by name?
Pardon?
What's that?
No. Where are these? Yeah, wines.
Poppy boy.
Poppy?
Yeah.
Yep, always remember.
Pop off.
Never forget. You want me to leave?
Mm. Yes, please.
It's probably for the best.
Have I got a chance with any of you?
Not me.
No.
No, eh? You've not said anything, eh?
Meet me outside after.
Okay, after what?
After she pepper sprays you.
But you still want to meet me after, though? Because I'll take the sacrifice, mate.
I'll continue this conversation.
Okay. I'll see you later, guys, I guess.
I'll see you later.
I've got some celebrity gossip for you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's kids will not be able to see her new Las Vegas film as it'll be rated R and full of naughty jokes.
That's what the ratings are for. Protect children.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
So, you laugh, you lose. Mm. You may remember last week I fake laughed at Ryan's video.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Very kind of you.
Well, you know, got to do my thing. Basically, yeah. I have a bit of a premiere, so I thought this is my chance to get a lot of eyes on my trailer.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm very excited about this. Really don't care if you laugh. It's not about that. It's a serious documentary.
Hijacking the segment.
I don't know if Jack is in it. I don't know if he's high. Do you want to sit with those boys?
I sure do.
I was a bit annoyed because I've had this whole documentary persona called Pooey Through.
No.
And I feel like my toes have been stepped on recently, which I'm not happy about. But this is my documentary, so please remember I've spent a long time making this.
Over the past 12 months, Pooey Theroux has got to know one of Britain's most intriguing people. He'll be going where no one has gone before, uncovering all the secrets behind one of the most talked about people on the internet. From the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. We will see it all coming this spring. An incredible, groundbreaking documentary. Pooey Theroux brings us The Manzosphere. Over the past 12 months, Pooey Theroux has got to know one of Britain's most...
I don't know why I agreed to film any of that. I don't know why...
Did you know it was the laugh you lived?
Yeah, I did. I thought, you know, I'd help a mate out here. It'll probably make me look real good in that. The Manzosphere. Brilliant. Fucking brilliant. And then somebody with, a very familiar name to me is calling me a pedo on the XE Everything app. That's brilliant, isn't it? Fucking hell. What's the fucking point? Why did I squat?
I don't know.
Fucking fart noises galore.
Did we make it through?
I'm worried I might have laughed.
Yeah, you went a little bit.
Like the smile.
But then the end is the joke. And I think you laughed first at that out of anyone.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I didn't laugh, mate.
Oh. Do you know what? Okay.
Don't know why I'm laughing.
I thought I was in the clear.
You can
go to VAR for that one.
Chip Ryan.
It's like a kid getting punched in the face and laughing at it. I don't think that's. It's fine. It's
we'll take a look. We'll take a look.
We'll VAR it.
April Fool's today.
Yeah. We got you really good at the start when you thought there was a big fallout.
Anyone else get got
My
today?
My bum is still sore.
Is it?
Yeah, I can feel it there.
I got tricked to do fantasy football.
By your barber?
Fuck off.
No, I got my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, so it doesn't make sense, does it? Cause it's
maybe it's just the way it's grown, though.
Yeah, no, it's
maybe he's playing
fine.
The long game. Yeah. When this grows out, he's going to look ridiculous.
Then he groans your ear in.
Nah, he had plenty of groans, especially when I speak on the pod. I got tricked that I got told there was a quadruple game week coming up in fantasy football for Man City.
Shut up, Ethan.
And I believed it. It was a trick.
So you believed it, and what did that entail?
Well, I said we've got the semi-finals of our cup coming up, so we've got to postpone it.
A quadruple game week.
Yeah, I believed it. And then got told, no, you've been done, Ethan. And I had egg on my face, let me tell you.
They egged you as well.
No, sorry.
How did you get in the building?
It was all digital on the phone and the WhatsApp chat.
Digital egg. Yeah. They got loads of likes on Instagram. Is it that one?
No, it wasn't that one either. I think I'm getting lost in translation here, but I just look silly, I thought.
What did he say?
I'm not even sure.
You weren't listening.
I am listening. It's not to that's whether you were asking.
I saw a great April. Oh, is it worth telling a story?
You may as well.
It was a funny. It was a. It's from. It was a good April Fool's for Danny DeVito. I'd played on him. It's an Always Sunny one. So it was the first. It was on a Possum podcast. I don't know when he was talking about this, but it was the first table read of a new season. And he'd gone down, and on the morning of, he got told that there's a new they've rewritten the script. We're going with a new episode, new script, but they want you to read through it, so you gather your thoughts and stuff before you head into the office. Everyone's waiting for you. So he goes in to read this script, and it's like they're hanging around in the bar, coming up with for whatever reason they come up with a plan. And Frank, Danny's character, oh, you've seen it, haven't you?
No.
Yeah, he needs to go out and find them a hooker. So he heads off in his car, and like in the first scene out in his car, he's arrested. So he goes into the prison, and I think there's kind of shenanigans going on in the bar. They've written a whole episode. It's all their bits going on in the bar for what they're just goofing around. And every time it cuts to the prison, Frank's just getting fucked. I think he said he gets fucked about five times by white supremacists. It was like a shower scene, and he just keeps cutting back, and his story's not really progressing. He's just getting fucked more and more. Get to the end of the episode, he's like lying on the floor in his cell, he's exhausted, he's like completely depleted, he's got nothing left. And they come in, the big cop comes in and says, your bail's been posted, you can leave. So he's trying to drag himself out, and then the cop goes to him, hey Frank, you weren't going to leave without saying goodbye, were you? So he gets fucked again. And all the other officers come in and get involved. And the last line of the episode is the fellow leans down, whispers in his ear, April Fool's, motherfucker. that was a great little story there.
That's a good, yeah.
Yeah.
To commemorate the holiday.
So that was a made up script that
they made up a whole script. Wrote all the parts and all the everything.
Funny that.
Just to fuck with him.
I need to watch that, really.
Only for...
Now it's going.
Oh, that would be about when Delboy gets fucked all the time.
What's like the first season?
Yeah, just, it was an April Fool's, I promise.
Rodney, you plonker.
Great callback. More than 12 tonnes of Kit Kat chocolate stolen in transit between Italy and Poland.
I love these sorts of crimes.
Crazy, yeah. Isn't
it? Do you reckon they knew it was Kit Kat, so they just saw a lorry?
Yeah. I actually got the chocolate for you that was stolen. I've got one for each of you. Do you want it?
Oh, I'd love
Chucky.
One. Thank you.
Stolen, Chucky.
Wait till gold bars are stolen.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, yeah.
We could pull off that heist, and then Tom will have to get his gold bars.
Where's it gone?
Oh fuck! It wasn't me.
Ruin it like this, Tom.
Stolen again.
Ooh,
Formula One car.
Thank you.
Yeah. 12 tons of the stuff.
12 tons. How much is this weigh?
How did you do it?
Well, it is all the F1 promotional chocolate's gone missing, so there's going to be a real shortage this Easter.
Well,
really ruined my Easter. That's.
What weight is this? 29 grams.
29 grams.
So, Ethan, 12 tonnes divided by 29 grams, please.
So, a lot of chocolate and food gets stolen because it's so easy to sell on. Yep, that's all looking at me like I'm the guilty party here. Yeah?
I was intrigued.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Have you heard about the maple syrup in Canada?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I know they make maple syrup.
These guys are
famously Canadian.
This guy is switched on, bro.
Just put that in his women's chat. You know the maple syrup in Canada?
I've done the maths.
Play up, Bobby.
413,793.
An odd number.
Aww. Wow.
No, it really puts
Thank
me
you, off. Lorry Kit Kat.
How many lorries was this to have all that? Was it just one?
Oh, I think it was just one big, massive one.
Wow, and they hijacked it.
So do you know how they do it? They,
I imagine the
they'll make...
took a break.
that's good.
Yeah.
They'll make fake trucking companies. So when they turn up at the warehouse, they'll say, oh, we work here.
Oh, Freddie Stobart.
Because they turn up with just the front, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the back gets hooked on.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of... it's a shit segue, really. But I was thinking about the in the apocalypse, right?
Okay.
If you had a storage unit, yeah, and you could hoard one item...
Is there a plug socket in this storage unit?
No.
Ah! No. What's the point?
That's annoying.
Forget why it's happened, but everything's down. Currency is gone. Right?
Damn bad.
We're trading. That's my sort of apocalypse, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm in my storage unit.
Yeah.
Really?
Just him.
Just wet wipes and a few Johnnies.
Okay. Mm. Just a few.
Yeah.
I love a few Johnnies concerned. To chat to.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo. Water, fresh, clean water.
Fresh, clean water.
Boring.
That's pretty boring.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to survive.
Undiluted Ribena over in my hut.
Ooh.
Games and cards around mine.
You've got nothing but
packs
cards.
Of cards.
Yeah, loads of cards.
I hope it's business
all
cards.
The
yeah, they're all just sorry for your loss, everyone. I'm actually happy with that.
Do you want it?
A single pen.
Snap.
Snap would be great.
Yeah.
If there's no plugs, then it really does rule out most entertainment.
I was thinking salt.
So why?
Yeah, because I feel like it'll get to that point. Well,
you're going to end up putting that salt in my water, ruining it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole warehouse full. I can have a little fun.
Yeah, but
that's just for me.
I've just got a big swimming pool in mine.
Salty warehouse.
Yeah.
What about?
We'll need it to, for food reasons.
Portable chargers.
Hand sanitation.
Portable chargers. Yeah.
Loads of them.
Portable chargers.
New
wall. Wow.
Just a generator.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Barrels of oil.
Or massive, like a 12-mile-long extension lead.
Mm, maybe some mates.
Just hoarding mates.
Just some mates.
So you've been hoarding mates for years.
Pop down through the ceiling. And you go, it's finally time. And all the skeletons.
It's been 30 years in the making. Yeah.
Really? So I started this at 3 years old, have I?
No, you started today in the apocalypse in 30 years.
Oh, right.
I wasn't, three-year-old heading down to the big yellow storage to...
Like, realistically, the answer's it's food or water.
It's matches,
colouring
isn't it?
Books.
It's fuel, it's fuel.
Maybe a weapon.
Yeah.
Ooh. Puzzles.
Ooh.
Swords.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Ryan, do you want to get us underway?
The dyslexic giraffe.
Ginger.
Poop.
Moomin.
Okay, and the question is, what nickname does or has your partner given you?
The dyslexic
giraffe. Yeah.
Dyslexic, I get.
Yeah.
Is this a character you played, maybe?
Why giraffe? Yeah.
Giraffe, I don't really know. I guess, my legs. I'm quite clumsy. I don't really know where it came
clumsy,
from.
Apparently, yeah.
I just,
baby giraffes are, but a lot of baby animals are a bit clumsy.
I was clumsy as a baby.
Yeah.
It's not a very short nickname.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Not at all. We never had any short nicknames. We never really did. Yeah, other than the dyslexic giraffe.
That's not a nickname.
It's
though.
Not. It doesn't roll off the tongue either. It's difficult.
No, but I just don't see how. I didn't want the nickname.
Is the important?
Was you not really? Like, it could just
how
be
you doing the giraffe? Dyslexic giraffe.
It'd be more in
which ex was this? Sorry,
my only ex.
Right.
Oh, and when you lived together, did you ever hear this?
I never heard. I never heard the dyslexic.
It's not
giraffe.
Like she would call me oh, have you done in the shower, dyslexic giraffe?
You done the dishes like yet?
I had. I'd always done them.
Are you hungry?
I had to be quick.
The dyslexic giraffe.
Dalek.
Oh, what is wrong with me today?
Are you hungry, Dalek?
But
stupid,
she would say,
"Smother
your ass."
I call him the dyslexic giraffe. Right. Which
but she didn't actually.
Well, not.
She
like,
never said
know,
that. I
bedroom.
Never heard that. She never said
it's
that to
just
me.
Too much.
Ryan is dyslexic.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. Have you got a big neck?
I don't think you do.
I don't see you as overly clumsy, though. Yeah.
You're a bit gangly.
Oh, I am quite clumsy.
Because you're skinny, and I don't know. But then again...
Oh, I should have gone with the other one.
More like fat. You're just like saying fat giraffe.
I feel like I can laugh at this
if,
one.
If we were having sex together, I'd call you that.
Well, do you know what? I think about it now. I used to be Mr. Tickle, so I should have gone with that.
Don't go back
the
there.
Yeah.
Oh, you had the mug.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Tickle is more of a nickname than the dyslexic giraffe.
I think that this was the first one.
I'm not sure. So. Not sure.
Poop.
Yeah.
Poop. I remember poop.
Yeah, it's cute.
Poop's real, yeah? Poop's a thing.
Well, ooh. When Tom would play things, he'd go with plop.
Plop.
So there is a little theme.
Yeah.
just, you know, just cutesy nonsense, isn't
poop,
it? Something
plop and lump.
Something sticked, don't they? I can't remember where this came about, but yeah.
Poop doesn't seem too far off.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I can believe that.
Oh, have you? Oh, are we just believing it's cute because you've given it eyes.
It's cute though, isn't it? Yeah.
It's cute.
It's real cute. Cute, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, let's move on to someone else.
The war one where they're pointing and it, wherever you go, it's looking,
yeah,
at you. It's,
of course, yeah. Yeah.
Poop's doing that.
Yeah, poop following you around.
Poop,
yeah,
staring at me. Yeah.
It's got my ears.
They've all been there. Sorry, what? Moomin.
Moomin, yeah, classic. Fans.
Is it? What's
Moomin.
What is
it? Moomin.
Why is that classic?
Moomin. Well, I guess it's classic to me because I hear it all the time, but Moomin, you know?
You're still called Moomin?
Mm. Yeah, you know, some things don't change.
Sure it's not the Moo Man?
Moo Man?
Yeah,
go
Moo
on.
Man.
Like, because I'm a cow.
Maybe you moo.
That would be Moo Cow.
Oh, because your hair's got the greys in?
Hey, yes, yes. Yeah. Sad but true. No, it's just, you know, I meant the classic character Moomin.
Who's the character?
Moomin, like, the... Oh, how would I even describe Moomins?
Let's have a look. Moomin.
Like sort of grey sort of blobs. One's got a top hat on.
Moomin. Ooh, characters.
Moomin.
There we go.
You know, you might know them.
Moomins.
Yeah. I'm not too familiar. I do apologise.
That's fine.
Do you have a key ring of Moomin?
I don't. No, what have I got of Moomin? I don't know. I think it was just a name that stuck.
Calm down. The dyslexic is hard to say.
Mm. No, it rolls off the tongue.
The dyslexic
giraffe.
It's like the giraffe.
Yeah,
the
really
weird. We can get rid of the there. It's just...
Calm down, dyslexic giraffe. Much easier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact you put the there on there
so much easier than Ryan as well.
I'm telling the truth here.
Oh, right, you're telling the truth.
Oh, well, case closed.
That was easy enough.
There we go.
Yeah. Didn't even have to ask. Stephen.
My one started off from Zoe's dad.
Yep.
Okay.
Because he called me Gingy.
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 Little Shrek quote, Shrek 2.
Mm. That was it.
And now she called you Ginger.
Ginger is a nickname.
There's also Ormrod's cat who's called Ginger, which has ruined it. I have a few other nicknames. But Ginger is probably the best of the bunch.
What I remember the most is Cookie, is that right?
That was a long time ago.
Was that a long time ago, yeah.
It was years ago, in fact.
Okay.
That was your name. Your name was Cookie.
She tried to force Cookie upon me. Yeah. I never wanted Cookie.
You had
Cookie.
A dressing gown that said Cookie
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But that's in the bin.
Because you're a Cookie Monster, was that the feeling?
She never said
that's
those
a bit
words.
Forward, isn't it?
Although the dressing gown was blue and furry.
Was that too forward?
Yeah.
Sorry if I was too forward there, Steve.
All those fucking cookies.
Poop.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, Stephen's, you know, he famously has to get treats locked in the safe in his house.
It's not famous. Nothing of me is famous. If that's famous, then I'm not. That's tragic. Anyway, so I did have Cookie. That was, but we are going back to lockdown times.
Yes, yeah, okay.
I don't mean the same. then I had Gingy and Ginger.
Yeah, okay.
But Ginger was more derogatory.
Mm. And Zoe calls you Ginger as a nickname.
When she called Ginger.
When would she... Well,
just
like,
derogatory.
What kind of situation?
Get me to do something.
Right.
Take the bins out, Ginger. Stuff
okay.
like that. But it stemmed from Gingy.
Right.
But my nickname, for the most part, which I did want to write down, is Paw.
Paw?
Yeah.
P-A-W.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's...
Oh. I thought you... That's P-W-R.
It's a little bit gimpy.
That's your nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, may as well be, right?
Fucking hell. Poor Moomin.
Poor Moomin.
Stingy Moomin. Shit with his money, Moomin.
The top hat's out, bag didn't change. Yeah. Brilliant.
But yeah, so I've had a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Poor is the one of...
I think I've given more out than I've had myself.
I don't give many out.
Yeah. Ginger, I can... I mean...
Are we ready to vote?
Well, Gingy.
Gingy, yeah, it makes sense.
Gingy. Maybe with an accent, I guess.
But Shrek 2. It turns out he gets a lot of his quotes from Shrek 2.
Okay, Gingy. Okay, well, if it's like that, I can see it. I can see it being latched onto by Zoe. Mm. And I can also see it being used, yeah, for things like taking the bins out and stuff. Poop, we've decided, is cute and definitely
where?
Real.
Plop is your name, so...
No, what was it? Plop? What
you were
for?
Always Plop.
Lump.
Or was it Poop?
I was Lump.
That
not
was
plop.
It. Yeah,
I was always,
yeah.
always Lump, yeah.
Lump was the name, I guess, yeah.
So Plop. I don't think there is a Plop.
The dyslexic giraffe is
I'm not
so
buying
wordy
that
line.
At all.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's wordy.
That's mental.
It was just a saying.
It was just a saying. What is it when you say it's a saying?
Well, just
like a phrase.
Yeah, he's the dyslexic... He's the dyslexic giraffe. No, I wasn't the one saying it,
No one said it well first time.
Yeah.
There's no
really tough to say.
It's not genuinely, a cute nickname.
Genuinely, this was a nickname.
What was the question again?
Say it four times in a row fast.
I would never have to say it, would I?
Of course you would. People go, what's your nickname?
What was the exact wording of the question?
The question was, what nickname did or does your partner give you?
There's no way that's your nickname.
I vote Ryan.
I'm just hanging out with the dyslexic giraffe.
Well, you're
going to
be annoyed. Don't vote for me. I'm voting
for
Ryan. It's a wasted vote.
I vote Ryan.
I'm going to... Well, my vote would have been Stephen, because Ginger, I just think maybe the card said what was an insult.
People, if that's true, that's mental.
I wasn't called Ginger.
Do you know what this is true.
Right, I'm going to say it right now.
It's called Teddy Bear.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
100%. I know this is 100% true.
Yeah.
Stephen, I'm about 70% certain on, but the only reason...
It's not easy to say, oh, I know this is 100% true.
No, but I would have doubt if that wasn't so fucking ridiculous.
It's insane.
Is what I'm saying here.
Well, but that's to be a
because
cute...
that because it's a, you know, you said Ginger, you told the story, but you have written Ginger and it's a bit more of an insult, but you've got a very plausible story.
She cannot... just in a derogatory way, which I don't appreciate for any of the Gingers watching. Also, let's be realistic here. All you have to do is look at the boards without even us talking. One word, one word, one word, three words.
Yeah.
These are nicknames, Ryan.
Yeah, okay. No, absolutely. This is it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, this is genuinely
what we voted.
Hey, you failed the audition again, pal.
Shall we go around saying our answers?
I'm going to go Ryan. I can't let that be true.
It is, unfortunately.
Okay, Ryan, you've been selected to be the faker. Can you reveal what your question was, please?
My question was, what nickname did/does your partner give you?
Why would you write the? Why would you write the?
Because the dyslexic giraffe.
It's not a nickname.
That's mental.
Moomin.
Moomin, yes. What nickname does your partner give you?
Oh, right.
Go on, Stephen.
Using just one word, who is your favourite Spice Girl?
I tell you not. Actually, no one.
The dyslexic giraffe.
No one believes the dyslexic giraffe, did they?
That's ridiculous.
That is insane.
Why would we believe that?
You've given him a tapping.
Look, I didn't come up with it.
The dyslexic giraffe is ridiculous.
It's so convoluted.
Yeah.
Because also, Moomin for me, it's like, oh, Moomin, do you want to do this, do that? Yeah. Dyslexic giraffe.
We didn't
do cute things like that.
Just grow up here, yeah?
Are you kidding?
Moomin.
Moomin,
do you want to do this? Moomin, do you want to do that?
Sorry, how many voices have I got today? I'm either some weird Pompey nutter.
Definitely wasn't your voice, that one.
You are a Pompey nutter.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Stephen.
Not all nicknames are cute, you know.
Yeah, but normally they're a little bit short. They're not an essay.
Fuck off, Ryan.
Yeah.
My bum still hurts.
Hello, hello.
Who the bloody hell's these?
Hello.
Hello, you're right.
Oh, pal.
My name's Buck. Buck the cuck.
Hi, Buck.
How are we today?
We're good.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm pretty good, you know. Pretty good,
didn't
yeah.
ask.
Do you know what I'm getting? I'm getting Dobby, like, in his little tea towel.
No.
Is your pillowcase.
Is your nipple out?
Yeah, nipple's out a little. Oh, hairy, actually, isn't it?
Max, I'm getting Dabby.
Dapper laughs. Or Dabby laughs, I guess.
Why are you here, Buck?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'm not liking this. Don't like that.
Well, I don't like you. I'm sort just of a marking bit, you so
who,
I know that you're
a sweat. Who do you think you are doing that? You just go around doing whatever you want, can you? Because you're the man of the house, yeah?
I'm not the man of the house.
It's a bit presumptuous, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange.
But he's the man of this house, yeah? What the fuck are we?
Well, so you've assumed my gender there, you pig. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the channel. I know the what you are.
Oh, so based on actual research, you think he's the man of the house? Wow.
Yeah. And really? You. And you, actually.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Moomin of the house.
Feels like an afterthought.
Yeah. You just acting like you know everything. Oh, look, can I tell you about why I'm here?
Can do.
I don't know if you've seen recently, but there's this show come out called The Manosphere.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Matthews put me onto it.
Well, I've started streaming myself.
It looks like it. Editing a big patch.
Chasing that dollar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have actually been making quite a lot of money as well.
How much?
Yeah. So far, I've made £1,000.
Pounds?
Pounds, yeah.
Okay.
And I've only been doing it a couple of months.
Well done.
That's not bad.
It is impressive.
My mate Ryan had cream his jeans for such amounts.
Oh, he's such a loser.
A few months.
Yeah.
I'm here, right, because I've started streaming.
Pardon me, sorry.
That is so disgusting.
I said, pardon me.
Yeah, he covered his mouth as well.
Boundaries.
What have you been streaming?
Content. The content
your
is
own?
Yeah, my own content.
Okay.
Basically, I'm like the opposite of the manosphere.
Of course he is.
How's that?
The thing is, I love women.
Okay.
And
oh, you're one of them, are you?
I think
let me put my arm around you and tell you everything's going to be okay. I'm not like all
well,
the
yeah,
others.
Once you've asked for permission,
pal.
Or if she asks, yeah. Don't just do it. You can't just put your arm around someone. You need permission to do it. Mm. That's what I'm here to teach you. Nothing's going in, is it?
So you can't put your arm around someone, but you can tap someone else in the head.
Yeah, but you're another man. Yep.
Marked you because I don't like you.
Mm.
That's not good.
Goated moment, mate. Goated moment.
Yeah, sorry for being aggressive there. I do apologise.
Would you want to get your elbow on your side of the chair, please?
Are you going to draw in it?
Sort of rude man, manspreading all over here. Yeah.
That is shocking.
I'm not manspreading.
It seems like you lack respect towards men. That's what I'm picking up on.
I'm not a big fan of men. I think women...
What are you?
What do you mean?
What are you?
I am a man.
Yeah, oh, but you're okay, are you?
I'm not a fan of
men
either.
I'm okay. I'm okay, yeah.
So these other guys, yeah?
Well, this is what it'd be. This is the attitude now that you're giving.
Did a man do that scrawling on your arm?
No.
But not all that bad.
No, it was a female tattoo artist.
Is that tribal?
And if you don't like it, then you've obviously got a problem with women, mate.
Why do you love women so much?
Look,
who's your favourite woman, may I ask?
Women make the world go round. Maggie Smith. A woman of power.
Maggie Smith was speaking the other week about how she thinks Harvey Weinstein's done his time.
Maggie Smith is dead.
Oh, who am I thinking of then?
Judi Dench,
yeah, yeah. Sorry,
another,
wrong woman.
Another
wrong
woman. Admirer of mine. I've got posters all over my walls of her.
Of who?
Of Judi Dench?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Judi
Even
Dench.
Even after I just said that.
Sorry, yeah.
I love women is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what the women have done, you love them.
Myra right. Hindley, yeah. Rose West.
Yeah, yeah.
Eva Braun.
Well, if there was a woman in here right now, what would you say to her?
But the thing is, them women have been influenced by the men.
Aren't you an influencer though on your streaming?
Yes, but I mainly target young boys.
You target them, do you?
Wow. Yeah. Target's an interesting word, isn't it?
They're my target audience.
Yeah. That's not great.
I go
is
for
it?
Them.
So with silence either side of it.
Because they're the ones that need to be influenced on how good and powerful and you know
powerful
amazing women are.
Okay, yeah. Imagine we're three young boys.
Yep.
I already have.
How would you influence us? What are the key things you want to get into our head?
This is what I sort of think I'd do on my stream. What up, lads? How are we? Are we good?
So you
get young boys onto the show?
No. Right.
So you've got young boys watching you online.
Ah, right, okay.
How many viewers do you have?
I have about 45. But
wow, that's impressive.
They pay me well.
Wow.
It's not what
donations.
You do it though, is it?
No.
So you're getting money from young boys?
Yes.
Which okay. You targeted.
Which, yeah, well, you have to,
it's
really.
It's a bit like a scam, this.
Yeah. So,
oh, it's
go on,
not
I'm sorry.
A scam. It's not
interrupted
scam.
You there, book.
Yeah.
That's
basically, I'm trying to teach kids to just be a little bit more like me. Just, my wife, right?
You've got a wife?
I'm married, yeah.
Fuck off.
Congratulations.
Her name is Susanna.
Susanna what?
Susanna Plant.
Do you have a nickname for her?
I call her
the.
I call her
the
beautiful roads.
Roads.
So roads.
All roads lead to Susanna. Yeah.
Yeah.
So quick question.
Oh, that's
earlier
good.
On,
I'll use that.
Earlier on, when you said your favourite woman, when we asked you your favourite woman, you said
Maggie,
dead actress.
Said Maggie Smith. Yes.
And not your wife.
And she's well, okay with your room being plastered with posters
of Judi Dench.
She buys the frames. It's fine. We have
posters.
An understanding. Yeah. And she is, you know, she, my wife is an incredible woman.
Would you like her if she was a worm?
What?
Sorry about him.
What?
That's a classic question, isn't it?
He's got awful.
Like, you're saying the only reason you like your wife. Oh,
fuck you. He'll probably class that
as
great.
That's like a classic
chat.
Question.
Yeah. You're
if your wife's not even asked
stream,
you that question,
you,
mate, yeah, is it a real relationship?
Toxic masculinity.
Is it a real relationship?
That
is a question from women. Women write that daily.
No, they don't.
They do, mate.
I'm someone that spends a lot of time with women doing what they say.
You spend a lot of time with women, do you? You spend a lot of time with one woman.
Jealousy coming out now.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
jealousy.
He's a jealousy,
yeah.
Mate.
He's got a semi just talking about women.
No, that's a worm.
Yeah. That's not, yeah, it's a worm, mate.
I was at the worm you were.
It's your girlfriend, mate.
No, it's now that.
Wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she would not sleep around.
Buck the Cuck's wife doesn't sleep around.
No. No.
Not with worms,
so
anyway.
Toxic. You're so Tate mindset. Mm.
Has that been your experience with women?
Only washes just kind of, a brain one.
They sleep around and...
Well, I mean...
And if a woman doesn't want to sleep with him a day after, he's like, oh, the chat's done.
Yeah, it's done.
No, they just don't speak to
Waste
me.
Waste of my time. What was I even doing?
Mm. I was applying loads of messages, but I think they were just done with me, mate.
Have you got any advice for Max here?
Yeah. So, you know how, like, back in the day...
What
we
day?
Say like, oh, women in the kitchen Tuesday. And all that. Yeah. We need to switch everything up now.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to go into the kitchen.
I only
mate.
Cook.
He's...
I like cooking.
Yeah.
No,
well,
he's the cook.
You're going to cook for the family man. The family man.
Oh. Right, get your own food, love. Yeah.
So I've gone to another family and I said, I'll cook for you.
No, I'm going to cook for the man of the house.
If you could. Yeah.
In my kitchen, so you'll need to come with me.
Right. Is it your family by any chance?
I would rather you didn't get anywhere near my family.
You got kids?
I wouldn't want to anyway, mate.
Are they yours? They are, yeah, from what I've been told.
What do you say to women that say, you know, I like a bad boy?
In three words or less.
I like a man who treats me a bit mean, you know?
Careful. Wish for. Just be careful what you wish for.
Right.
That's what that's short for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wise words. Not very funny, but wise words.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing funny about this, is there?
Apparently not.
There's absolutely
thanks,
nothing funny about any of this.
No mean
I
want to
make that
most.
Clear. What's that? That sounds...
Average at best, don't worry. Could you give us, your Ten Commandments, just give us your top three of how to be a better man.
Yeah, of course.
No, I don't mean a CGI chimp.
Always love your woman.
It's quite possessive, your woman.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Listen to your woman.
Again, so possessive.
So it's, but also that to me means don't listen to any other woman, just your woman.
He's probably chatting to the worms. Well,
at least they treat me. At least they treat me with fucking respect.
Listen to the worms.
Muffling into the compost.
Cool, happy guys. Wife is your life.
Is your life, is it?
They were shit.
Fucking, you're fuck, shit at this. Fuck the cuck.
Fuck off,
buck. Fuck the fucking cuck.
Right. My mate Ryan was here, he'd spit on you.
No, he wouldn't. He'd slap your ass, mate.
He'd spit on you in the hallway.
just come back in like that, Ryan. There we go. Why don't we get a lovely final question, please, Ethan?
Oh, go on, Tom.
It's the final
question. What segment's this?
Oh, Stephen, this is the final question.
Oh, silly me.
That's okay. And today's final question
who are you?
Is... I am Ethan.
Hi,
welcome
Ethan.
To the segment.
Hi, Ethan, you okay?
Hi, yeah, very well. Good to see you all. It's been quite nice today, hasn't it? Yeah.
Sure.
How does this bit work?
This bit works.
Glad Tom's having fun.
Very simply, Max, I'm just going to ask a
didn't
question.
Ask.
Oh, well,
he
just
didn't
you know.
Actually,
well,
didn't.
Sorry, I was just eye contact. So I thought
you said his name to get his attention there.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
Yeah. Well, everyone here, this is how it
and
goes.
At home.
And at home, I'm going
to
ask
course,
and
yeah.
those on the journeys to work or to wherever.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
to
yeah,
listen
be
to the podcast there.
Go a walk.
Yes. So
or behind bars.
Yeah.
I guess they're at home, though.
Series.
In a way,
temporary home.
So, how it works, I'm going to ask...
Well, what's your name,
here. I'm Ethan, sorry. I'm going to ask...
What's your role here?
Ethan, just Ethan, not Ethan, sorry.
Where's that from?
That was an apology. What happens here is I ask everyone a question.
The final bloody question,
the final question here.
Can you do this every week?
We're only allowing one more question from now to the end of the podcast.
Yeah. That is absolutely correct, everyone. So
you got
no
that wrong?
More. That's it. That's the segment done.
Is that the final
There's
question?
No final.
Wow.
Ryan, do you want to answer it? You might as well.
Question. Two fingers.
Ah, shit. We can either do Ryan's question.
For listeners, Ethan's got two fingers up his ass.
I don't.
He will.
Book the cook didn't hear that.
Would you like to answer, Ryan, how your well-being is, or the... I don't have two fingers. Or would we want to do the proper final
That's the
question?
Final question. That's
how
shit.
No, sorry, that's
what
it
prepared.
Is.
You've always got a final question. That's what you come out with.
Well, I'm really worried we might have already done it as well, so who
Go
knows?
On, what's your question, sorry?
The question was going to be, would you rather come every time you sneeze or sneeze every time you cough?
I think we might have done that.
Feels like
we've done,
it.
We've done a variation of that. Maybe that was a Joe McGrath he gave us once.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather have a tiny TV or never listen to music again? That's the backup.
I'll have a tiny TV, please.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'll take the music, I think.
I watch a lot of stuff on my phone.
You'll never listen
like
to music
TV.
Again.
Over a tiny TV?
That's like a tiny TV size, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You get on fine.
I guess my TV shows wouldn't hit as hard if it didn't have music in.
What's the hardest hitting TV show?
No, ever.
Didn't say ever. Put words in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm assuming ever. But I always say,
don't put words in my mouth. There won't be enough room for your cock.
Cracks up the dinner party.
Yeah, probably a lot. Cops.
What, sorry?
Little TV.
Little T.
Yeah, it has to be little TV. I'm not having no music.
Well,
forever.
You're not. Oh, yeah, I guess you are because you picked the Chinese.
A classic
TV.
One is no music or no comedy.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait for another time to answer that, I suppose, because we've done the final question. But thank you for playing, everyone.
No, thank you for just being a part of it.
That's well done with there.
Yeah. Want to sign us out?
Just end it there, I think.
Sign you out of the YouTube account.
Thanks for watching. Loads we didn't get through, guys, so join us on Patreon.
Oh, I've got through a few, guys.
Yeah.
£3 a month.
I didn't think you were.
Where you can enjoy segments such as IMAX.
Yeah.
Tom Looney. I forgot Ryan's new segment. What is it? Ryantology.
Ryantology, yeah.
Church of Ryantology.
Catch that on Patreon.
He's doing that.
Oh.